We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples chatting here today with Yusha Reddy, Manhattan City Mayor, and City Manager Ron Fear. The commission meets tonight at 7 p.m. We're talking right now, though, about the chamber retreat that took place this past weekend. A lot of speakers there, and I know there was an update on Fort Riley with Mr. Kulishevsky out there.
It was. General Kulishevsky gave us a good update on some of the activities that Fort Riley is focusing on. They've got quite a few capital improvements that they're going to be doing over the course of this year. I think it was around $2.7 billion. Wow. And so it was significant improvements, a lot of it to their housing, a lot of renovation of some of their current housing stock that was going along. Couple more rail spurs to expand their capacity there for their rail service and several other infrastructure type projects, and just really focusing on some of the missions that the units are engaged in around the world. And obviously it's good to have them all back home. I think there may be just a few units that smaller units that are out there and going to deploy this year, so it's been good to have them back for a while and hopefully be nearly at full nest for a while, and that's certainly helpful to the region to do that. And then the keynote on Saturday was Peter Kagiyama, who is an author and international speaker, and he really focuses, and his presentation was really focusing on the emotional infrastructure of places, and so talking more and more about younger workforce members and others that are really focusing on trying to decide where they want to live and then finding a job where they live, about instead of finding a job and then moving to where that job is. And so really emphasizing the importance of placemaking and some of the quality of life aspects of your community that focuses on luring and keeping folks in your community.
Yeah, I wasn't there on Saturday, but I can speak for Fort Riley. I think this is a typically when we go to these the leaders retreat, it's always good to get updates from Fort Riley and for the entire region to get the update at the same time. Sometimes it's very specific to certain groups. But yes, they did an excellent job, and it's good to have Fort Riley near us and also to hear about the deployments, but also about housing capacity. And, you know, we talk about noise all the time that comes from Fort Riley. So that was spoken to a little bit. And it's good for them to just be accessible for everybody that's out there to make, build those relationships as well. And we did have Steve Hijack, is that how you say his last name? Hijack, who is our military consultant, one of our folks that works in Washington, D.C. So he was the first speaker that we had on Friday, and he was able to talk about the veterans program and how much money is being put into some of the defense funds and our trade with China and some of our races to look forward to, and as well as the governor's military council. So a lot of discussion about budget and even wind turbines and solar farms, all of that came up. So it was a really good discussion, but of course, definitely, if we have more questions, we will always reach out to them. But the best thing is that hundreds of us were able to hear the same message so that we know what's going on and to be focused on these things. We talked about McConnell Air Force Base and Tefanelli's retirement. So all good discussions.
Yeah, and this really kind of puts it all into perspective when you have to make big decisions at the city level. Are we going to spend dollars here? Are we going to spend dollars here? And maybe having that perspective.
Yeah, just the big picture is so important.
Well, and more on Peter Kagiyama here. You mentioned the love affair people have with cities. And as someone who's moved around for a few different jobs, and I can attest to that, because not only are you looking for that good job that you can raise your family in, as you know, I'm almost 35 years old, I have two kids, but you know, one of the factors that drew me to Manhattan was just the being a college town, wanted to be in a college type place, and there's a lot of stuff that happens in college towns, and that's what drew my family here.
Yeah, I would agree. I think we're fortunate to have some of the amenities. You've got anywhere from, you know, first class amenities with McCain and the entertainment aspect that can be drawn in, just the cultural, the Landon Lecture Series, the NCAA sports. I mean, there's just, you name it, the university brings that vibrancy to the community as a critical component of being able to have that. And then the youth and the jobs and the internships. And, you know, one of our challenges and goals is to, as a community, is creating jobs that will keep those students here when they graduate.
Yeah, it's important not to be stagnant. That's what I'm learning, at least, right. from a lot of these conversations that are happening. And I know it's going to be tougher. It's tougher on all cities like size of Manhattan, but just capturing that that young talent to stay here.
Absolutely.
Well, why don't we should we continue on? We'll take a break. More In Focus after this. We'll talk about what's on the consent agenda here tonight on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.